We are following breaking news this afternoon out of Michigan. The FBI has arrested six individuals who conspired to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan, Andrew Burge, had this to say at a news conference just over an hour ago.
According to the complaint, unsealed this morning, Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta conspired to kidnap the governor from her vacation home in the Western District of Michigan before the November election.
Abigail Sensky at WKAR Public Media is a politics reporter. She's in Lansing and joins us with the latest on this. Abigail, this federal complaint alleges that one of the suspects was inspecting a highway bridge as a possible place to put an explosive. What more can you tell us about this plot and how far the suspects allegedly went with it?
It started as some of the members discussing a violent overthrow of some governments they thought were violating the U.S. Constitution. They talked about murdering tyrants and potentially taking a sitting governor. That's when Michigan and Governor Whitmer came up. They met in Ohio in early June and decided that they needed to recruit more people. That's when they came into contact with members of a Michigan militia group. The group then surveilled the governor's Michigan vacation home two times, once in August and September, and they've held multiple firearms and tactical trainings preparing to kidnap the governor. They also discussed at one point recruiting 200 men to storm the state capitol in Lansing, and they got as far as planning to meet up with an undercover agent yesterday and purchase $4,000 worth of explosives, according to an encrypted text message. They were planning to kidnap Governor Whitmer before the November election.
Well, some officials today also alluded to the heated political atmosphere, and we know that Governor Whitmer has faced backlash over her efforts to get the pandemic under control. This spring, President Trump tweeted, "Liberate Michigan," after her stay-at-home order. What's the bigger picture here?
The bigger picture is that Governor Whitmer issued a tough stay-at-home order that lasted from March to June here. And while a majority of the state approved of that measure, according to polls, it incensed some groups. That's when we began to see fringe and militia groups show up and protest at the Capitol, and you would see violent and misogynistic signs against Governor Whitmer, like "tyrants get the rope" and depictions of graphic violence. Republicans in the state legislature have also been very unhappy with the governor since late April, when she extended the state of emergency without legislative input. They've called her actions a power grab, and they recently got a victory when the state Supreme Court ruled to upend her emergency powers.
And just briefly, we're waiting to hear from the governor, but what kind of reaction is coming into today's news?
The Republican leadership has condemned the violence, calling these men, you know, not patriots and saying there's no honor in their actions. But Democrats here are throwing their hands up and saying, have you been paying attention? This violence has been a subtext all along.
That is WKAR Public Media politics reporter Abigail Sensky on the breaking news today. The FBI has arrested six individuals who had conspired to kidnap Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer. We will continue to follow this story. Abigail, thank you.
Of course.